There is no such thing as disobedient faith. The man uttered those words at a gathering of Christian men, and you could sense all the oxygen being sucked out of the room. There were many, many people there that did not want to accept that statement, that you can't say that you have faith in Jesus if you're disobedient to his word. Listen to what it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your inward parts and strength to your bones. You see, throughout the Bible, God exhorts us. He demands obedience. Grace is not a grand indulgence to be disobedient to the Lord. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It's God speaking to us from his word. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have instructed me, Lord, through your word here in Proverbs, to not be wise in my own eyes, but to do what it says in your word, to be obedient to the truth, to the gospel, and not to be wise in my own eyes. You said it will be health for my inward parts and strength to my bones. In Jesus' name, amen.